With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says the arrest of a pro-Hamas campus organizer will be the first of many.
In a post on Truth Social, the president defends the arrest of green card holder Mahmoud Khalil, who led pro-Hamas demonstrations on the campus of Columbia University, celebrating the October 2023 assault on Israel. Calling such speech contrary to U.S. national and foreign policy interests, the president vows, quote, "We will find, apprehend, and deport these terrorist sympathizers from our country, never to return again." Bob Agner reporting.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard revokes the security clearances of former top Biden administration officials, as well as the 51 former intelligence officials who signed a letter calling the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation, which was, in fact, disinformation. Gabbard also announced that former President Biden is also no longer receiving the president's daily brief. Included in the revocation, Antony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Lisa Monaco, Mark Zaid, Norman Eisen, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, and Andrew Weissman. Also at SRNnews.com, Nissan reveals its driverless car.
The vehicle looks like something out of a sci-fi film, moving through the busy streets of Yokohama, Japan. Its steering wheel turns on its own, adjusting to traffic and responding in real time. But there's nobody in the driver's seat. Supporting the revolutionary technology, Takeshi Kimura, a developer at Nissan, says, "When people change lanes, for example, we turn our heads back and we have to turn our eyes away from the front. But this car's constantly detecting all the surroundings through sensors, so they can change lanes without losing sight of the road. We believe this will make driving safer than humans." I'm Charles Tillides.
This is SRN News. In 2005, Austin, Texas resident Daniel Geraci was busy helping over 6,000 families that had flooded into Austin in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. He tells correspondent Lori Tradup of SRN News that the crisis in Austin was a turning point in his life.
It was in the middle of that that the Lord downloaded a vision about a crisis response church network model that ultimately led to launching the Austin Disaster Relief Network that built to well over 200 churches, and we've trained well over 10,000 Christian volunteers to mobilize the body of Christ to begin responding to all types of crisis, mostly disasters.
Geraci's initial church outreach became a blessing to many, since over the next 14 years, Austin, Texas experienced 16 major disasters, three of those being catastrophic. Tomorrow we'll learn how Geraci's vision has expanded to churches nationwide. This is SRN News. Russia is expelling two British diplomats over spying allegations.
A decision had been made to revoke the diplomats' accreditations, and they've been ordered to leave Russia within 2 weeks. The FSB last September accused six British diplomats of spying and announced a decision to expel them. The UK responded last month by expelling one Russian diplomat.
Well, those opposed to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's far-left policies will see more of the same with his replacement. The governing Liberal Party selected Mark Carney as the new prime minister Sunday. He's a longtime advisor to Trudeau on everything from the extreme coronavirus lockdowns in Canada to the country's economic issues. But he's now presenting himself as an outsider who can take the Liberal Party in a new direction. He publicly branded the Canadian Freedom Convoy uprising against the draconian COVID measures as representing sedition against the government there. More details at srnnews.com.